وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Hossein Latifi and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about the concept of humanity in the verses of the Holy Quran and the teachings of the religion of Islam. In the previous episodes, we talked about the position of intellect as one significant dimension and aspect of a human soul, the position that it has, intellect, in the verses of the Holy Quran and the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. And it's been 2-3 episodes that we are talking about one beautiful hadith from the Prophet, and we are trying to connect some of the phrases of this hadith to the verses of the Holy Quran and realize what are those verses that this hadith is interpreting. And the hadith basically talks about different virtues that are the signs of a person with perfect intellect. The Prophet says that a believer will not have a perfect intellect until he has such or she has such features and such virtues. So we talked about some of these virtues, and some of them being about learning, some of them being about being humble, some of them being about like being immune or not harming others. So the virtue that we're going to cover this episode is about being content. نَصِيبُهُ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا الْقُوتُ. The portion or the share of this person from dunya is qut. Qut means sustenance. A level of money or any goods, any materials, tools of living that a person has, that is enough for him to have a decent life. There's a saying that if that level of thing is enough for you, then this is enough. And if it's not enough, then nothing will be enough. About the greed. A person with perfect intellect has actually trained him or herself so that he or she does not have greed. This is very important. This is a sign of a person with perfect intellect not having greed and being content with a decent life. We are not saying, or not the hadith, not the verses of the Holy Quran, that a person actually starts showing as a poor person or for advocating for living as a poor. No, we don't have that. Decency in life, and as much as a person can preserve his respect and can provide for his family and welfare to an acceptable level, is necessary. But you see some people, enough is never enough for them, always looking for more, always trying to get more. And they already have what is enough for the decent life. So such people, they don't have perfect intellect. And the last one, wal-ashara, the last one, is what? Is the feeling that he doesn't see anyone, but he says he's better than me. Wal-ashara, la yara ahadan illa qal huwa khayrun minni. Such a feeling, such a sense, such a calculation that he has, that anyone is better than me. What does it mean? Some people would think that this is a mental problem, that, well, I say everyone is better than me in a spirituality. We're talking about the spirituality, not materialistic gains. In fact, we have this problem mostly in, like, for example, a person thinks that everybody's life is better than him in terms of the financial welfare. And no. In terms of a spirituality, a person with perfect intellect should have this attitude. What does it mean? We're going to have a break, and after the break, we have the discussion.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. This is Hossein Latifi, and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In the first segment, we arrived at the last virtue in the prophetic hadith about perfect intellect, and we said the virtue and the feature and the sign of a person with perfect intellect is to have an attitude in terms of spiritual matters that he says, others always are better than me. So what does it mean? The hadith explains it a little bit. لا يرى أحدا إلا قال هو خير مني وأتقى. He doesn't see anyone but he says he's better than me and he's more pious than me. إنما الناس رجلان. People are two groups. فرجل هو خير منه وأتقى. It's possible that in reality such a person is better than him. In like apparently he's better than him, he's more pious. And so about such a person, you can say that. You can say that he is better than me. And then we said people are two groups. The first group was the people who were really better. And there's the second group of people who don't look that good. Spiritually, in terms of the practices that they have, they don't look that good. In reality, they're more evil. They're inferior in terms of the spirituality. فَإِذَا رَأَى مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنْهُ. Such a person, when he sees people from the first group, تَوَاضَعَ, he shows humbleness. He shows humility. لِيَلْحَقَ بِهِ. Because in any career, in any business, when you see a person who is better, then you try to get close to them, you try to be like them more, and this happens when you humble yourself. You can't just, for example, in any, as I said, in a sport, for example, a person knows soccer better than you. You want to learn from him. Then you have to show humility. You have to humble yourself. It doesn't happen like, unless you have it from somewhere else. But if you, it's the only way, you have to be humble. So, تَوَاضَعَ لَهُ لِيَلْحَقَ بِهِ. وَإِذَا لَقَ الَّذِي هُوَ شَرٌّ مِنْ. And if he meets a person who apparently is worse than him, spiritually, قال عسى خير هذا باطن. He says there is a probability. There is a probability that the good in this person is hidden, and the evil is manifest. And I should not judge based on the manifestation, based on the appearance. وشره ظاهر وعسى أن يختم له بالخير. It's possible that he will have a good ending. حسن العاقبة. I don't know about how we end our lives. Many people, evil people, apparently they ended their lives in a very good way. So they repented and they could make up for all the mistakes they had. And then they died and they met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a purified heart. So this is about the judgment that we have in our heart. It doesn't talk about the duties that we have. Sometimes, yes, you have evil actions which you have to raise awareness, which you have to raise to stand against them. That is another discussion. Some people, they confuse these two occasions, situations. So the spiritual assessment that you have should be this. But the religious or jurisprudential duties that we have are different. And in those actions, we don't have judgments in the sense of a spiritual judgment. No, we say this is a bad act, it should stop. It doesn't mean we have judgment about people. About the person, you always should have the best possible judgment. But about the action, no, we have to try to stop that action. That is something that we should take care. But all in all, this attitude should be there in a person with perfect intellect. Always be humble at the depth of one's heart. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala rasuli wa ali nabiyil azim. اللهم
صلِّ وسلِّم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم